good morning. Whoever you are and wherever you may be, a very pleasant good morning to you. I'm Don Wayne, and I'm your host for a brand new program here in RBN that we've named The Way I See It, which in reality is only part of what this hour is really all about. The biggest part is how you see it. Our phone lines are open to take your calls and whatever might be on your mind today at 800-313-9443. Get on the telephone and talk to me on whatever's on your mind. So much of importance going on in our world today. Did you see any of the games yesterday? Either the Patriots-Chargers game or the Packers-Giants game? I watched the Packers-Giants game. Good game. I was rooting for the Packers, of course, but the Giants played well. Eli Manning with his dad watching from the stands. The Giants seem to have pretty much control, a little better control of the game than the Packers could, playing on that frozen tundra. I think the temperature ranged anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 degrees below zero, but the actual wind chill out there on that field was 24, 25 degrees below zero, wind chill. I noticed some of the players didn't even wear sweatshirts underneath their jerseys. And you know what, those wind chills, that's dangerously close to being able to freeze your skin. So they had my utmost admiration and respect for being able to put up with that type of chill. Did the weather affect the game? Sure. You know, these footballs, they fill them up to a precise pressure in the NFL. And if you know, even with automobiles, car tires and so forth, when the temperatures are that cold, your tires can lose a certain amount of inflation. Same thing with a football. Football doesn't fly as well. It doesn't, a kicker can't get the distance with a football when the pressure of that ball is down a little bit. So I watched the game with a certain amount of anticipation as far as just how well both these teams were going to be able to handle that extreme cold. But as I indicated, I thought the better team won last night. The Giants really looked good, both offensively and defensively. The Packers looked just a tad flat to me. But I haven't watched the Packers much this year, so I can't be real certain about that as well. What are your thoughts and ideas this morning? Our phone lines are open here at RBN. The phone is 800-313-9443. So get on the telephone. I'll be talking a little bit about global warming this morning, as it's an issue that is really on most people's minds, especially the residents along the northern tier of states in this country. Minnesota residents having experienced, get this, 47 degree below zero wind chills over this past weekend, as an Arctic cold front dropping temperatures well below zero across the northern tier of states. And it naturally follows that we should all be even more concerned about global warming. I was thinking, wouldn't it be nice if you were a reporter at the Packers game last night, Packers and Giants, if you're to ask each individual player if they were really concerned about global warming. But seriously, you know, it's a fact that this Earth of ours has been warmer than it is now throughout recorded history. We have a break coming up. Get on the phone, 800-313-9443. Talk to me. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne here. We're on our, it's a relatively new program. Last week was our first week on RBN, and that makes it our second week this week, right? And, of course, whatever we do here means nothing unless you're out there, does it? So we encourage you to get on the telephone, call us. Talk to me, whatever might be on your mind. Now, I'm discussing some of the, we'll be discussing a little bit about global warming this morning. We'll have some information on the race down in Florida, and we'll be talking about some other good stuff. So we've got plenty to discuss here, but we do invite your participation. And you can participate simply by calling 800-313-9443. Again, my name is Don Wayne, and I'm your host, and we look forward to hearing from you. Nice of you to join us here this morning. Well, as I was mentioning just before the break now, we know that the Earth has been warmer than it is now, and this is throughout recorded history. We also know that only a tiny portion of greenhouse gases are man-made. Most of Antarctica, well, actually, for that matter, the Southern Hemisphere is getting colder. That's scientific fact. That's an inconvenient truth, Al Gore. Sorry about that. The media only recently abandoned the, ready for this, global cooling scare. Because that's essentially what they're trying to do. They're trying to scare you and me into giving up our rights and freedoms and taking and acquiescing to this global governance nonsense. Also, we hear the frequent reasoning that global warming has made hurricanes worse in Florida and elsewhere. The truth of the matter is, global warming has not made hurricanes worse. Think of it this way. Global warming is the left's last best chance to gain a stranglehold on our political system and economy. After all, that's what this is all about, isn't it? Now, last week on this program, I mentioned that over 500 acclaimed scientists, now these are true scientists, and over 500 of them are now stating that they've said that there's nothing unusual about our climate. The natural warming and cooling occurs, and it's a result of what's known as the sun's irradiance, and there are other factors as well, which we can touch on. But this occurs in cycles, doesn't it? And I quoted from an article that these 500 scientists had proof. Unlike Al Gore's group, these 500 solid scientists had solid proof that any global warming we may be experiencing is not man-made. And even if it was, there would be nothing in the world that we could do about it. That's a fact. So they want to take over. They want to destroy our nation's economy. They want to destroy the world standard of living, and all under the cause of being green. And actually, it's not a they're green, but they're red at the core, aren't they? Now think about this for a moment. If it turned out that global warming were as bad as they say it is, no policy imaginable, much less currently on the table, could solve it, could it? Now, here are some more inconvenient truths. Get on the telephone. Talk to me. 800-313-9443. What are your views on global warming, or for that matter, anything else that might be on your mind here this morning? There is no scientific consensus, contrary to Al Gore, on global warming. Our climate, it seems, is always changing, with or without man. Hurricanes are not getting worse. What is getting worse is our tendency to build houses in the paths of hurricanes in Florida and elsewhere. Many big businesses lobby for global warming policies that will increase their profits and, unfortunately, our costs. And the medieval warm period was significantly warmer than temperatures today and was a golden age for agriculture, innovation, lifespan. Incidentally, as an aside on that, I truly believe that the medieval period was that period in the Earth's history prior to Noah's flood. Remember, immediately following the Earth's flood, the Bible teaches us that the four seasons would now be part of it, because prior to that, we had a perfect climate here on planet Earth. But then the Earth's axis was tilted 23.5 degrees. Now, interestingly, the Earth is the only planet in our solar system whose axis is tilted 23.5 degrees, and when confronted with this, and there's an aside here too, it seems that the old Earth proponents are trying to tell us that the Earth is this multiplied millions of years old. But here's an interesting little aside to that. It's an interesting little tidbit. And that is that we can measure the strength of the Earth's magnetic field. It degrades at an exact percentage rate every year. We'll get into more of that in just a moment. We have a caller on the line from Texas. Kathy from Texas, you're on the air with us here.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Do you know anything about the effects of Planet X?
No. Tell us.
Well, I'm not really too knowledgeable about it, and I was hoping maybe there's somebody else out there that has maybe some more information about Planet X, but my limited knowledge is that this planet is out there, and it's coming closer to the Earth, and that is causing all of the planets to increase in temperature, and that it's sometime the planet is going to be closest to us within the next 2 years, I believe, something like that, 2 or 3 years.
Okay, now the scientific term for this planet is Planet X, did you say, Kathy?
That's what they've called it. It's Planet X. Now, I don't know if that means planet, the 10th planet, or they've just given it Planet X because they don't know what, they don't have a name for it.
Okay.
So hopefully there's somebody else out there that maybe has more.
Okay, look, Let's throw that out to our listeners. What do you know about Planet X? That's a new one for me. It seems to me I've read about it. You know, my recall is not specific, though, as far as any specific details regarding the impact that it may have on the Earth or any other planets in our solar system. But that's a good call, Kathy. And we appreciate you joining us.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you too. Okay, so Planet X. What do you know about Planet X? Anything exciting to report to our listeners on Planet X? Somehow going to crash into planet Earth? And that's assuming, of course, that God has lost control of his universe, isn't it? Which is a very unlikely happenstance. Okay, now, the election is heating up. We'll get off the global warming thing here for a while. Any thoughts that you may have on this global warming, we welcome them. You don't have to agree with me. In fact, I encourage you to call in, especially if you disagree with me, so that we can discuss this. And we don't have to discuss it in a disagreeable fashion. Just because we disagree does not mean that we have to be disagreeable, does it? Get on the telephone at 800-313-9443 and give us your input. You know, these are exciting times that we live in, aren't they? I mean, biblically, we're in biblically significant times, in times that I would consider the Bible refers to as the last times. And if you have any thoughts on that at all, anything that might be on your mind. Well, the election is heating up. Republican presidential race turning to the Sunshine State of Florida and becoming sort of contentious, as are the Democrats. The four Republican candidates begin a 10-day assault. Let's call it what it is, an assault on the Floridians down there to win that mass. The state has a tremendous amount of delegates, and is a huge state as far as population is concerned, and certainly momentum will be gained by any of these candidates that can take all of the delegates from Florida, and then they head into what's known as Super Tuesday on February 5. And I don't know who your candidate is, Ron Paul, Fred Thompson. Although it appears Fred Thompson maybe he didn't do it quite as well in South Carolina as he was hoping to do, did he? In fact, he came in a third-place finish in South Carolina. And really, that was a weak third-place finish in South Carolina. So with Florida next in the nomination fight, it seems Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney are wasting no time going for the front-runner spot, although Giuliani has no wins so far up to this point. And that's an interesting strategy, isn't it, that Rudy Giuliani is putting all of his eggs in one basket in the state of Florida. He has to win. Giuliani, in order to be not a front runner even, but to be a serious candidate, must win in Florida. And he's been spending all of his time down there. Well, anyway, it seems Giuliani is criticizing John McCain for coming off as McCain comes off the hard-fought New Hampshire and South Carolina victories. He was even criticizing McCain before he arrived in Florida, but that's okay. All is fair in love and war. But we're going to get to the point now where all the stops are going to be pulled out, aren't they? Giuliani is down in Florida now, claiming that that McCain voted against the Bush tax cuts. And we've got a break coming up, so get on the telephone, 800-313-9443. Don Wayne here, back in a minute.
You ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. And we have a caller on the line, Rita, from the Lone Star State of Texas. Good morning, Rita. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I want to share with you that I'm one of those that I really don't listen to these doomsdayers that talk about the end times, because I looked into the Bible, and they were talking about that back around the time of Jesus Christ. And the message that I like to listen to is, rejoice, for this is the day the Lord hath made. And even Jesus said, not even the angels know whenever, you know, not even the angels know when the end of the world is going to come. And I'm one of these that, I'm a reformed atheist, so I've come a long way, baby, in coming to believe in God and Jesus Christ. But one of the things that I'm finding is I'm not looking for the solution as far as government is concerned. I mean, the thing about it is that a lot of the problems are right in our society itself. You know, I grew up in the time where, when I was a kid, that if you were a divorced woman and you had a child, the rest of the neighborhood really didn't play with the child, because it was, because the child was out of the child had a parent that was divorced. I think that the solution, really, to the dilemma as far as the moral problems in this country is Christian people need to start shunning these people that are out there screwing around without marriage. We've got a lot of problems as far as the destruction of the family system, which really is the cornerstone and the base, or rather the foundation of our society. We've got these perverts running around. We've got a pervert that's in Congress. We've got strip joints.
Whoa, wait,
all over
Rita,
the place.
Whoops. Who are you referring to?
That Barney Franks.
He's a
pervert.
Gotcha.
You know,
he's an avowed homosexual.
He's a pervert.
Yeah.
He's a pervert.
Go ahead.
Okay, he's a pervert. You know, okay. and also, you know, we've got all these kids. See, I'm one of the ones that I think that there needs to be a law outlawing dating until you're 18 years old. Dating is a process of finding a marriage partner.
Well, that would have fouled up my whole youth. You know that?
Well, look.
If I couldn't date until I was 18.
Well, let me let you know something, sir. I've got five kids, and I finally got smart. I didn't allow them to date while they were in high school. And then I told them that, you know, they had two choices. You know, you can either go to college and get yourself an education and prepare yourself for, you know, the world and supporting your family, or you could get out there and you know, get a job. And if you wanted to get a job, that's fine. You know, you got 2 weeks' notice to get out of the house. And I told them, you know, if you're going to go to college, you're not allowed to date. Dating is a process of finding a marriage partner, which is an adult responsibility. Now, if you want to date and, you know, look for a marriage partner, you got 2 weeks to get out of the house and make God go with you on your journey. I was surprised to see how many young people in college aren't dating. You know, they're out there in social affairs, but not one-on-one dating. It works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, the thing about it is I think that there needs to be a lot of welfare eliminated with regards to these women who are having babies. If these women that are having babies, there's two things that need to be done. They need to go after the father and have his sorry butt arrested for non-support. Mm-hmm. And while that's going on, the families themselves, in other words, the parents who have these daughters that are having kids, they need to be supporting their own daggum blasted grandchildren instead of the daggum society at large having to raise these, having to pay for the support of these daggum, the support of these children.
You know, Rita, I think you should try to express yourself more and let us know how you really feel on these issues.
Well, I don't worry about it, sir. Anybody who's willing to listen, I'm out here on the road, you know, sharing a lot of this stuff. And see, the other thing too, you got a bunch of women idiots who haven't been taught that they have no business dating a man who has no money. You know, the thing about it is, a man who has no money has nothing but trouble to offer a woman. And these women need to recognize, you know, when you date a man who has no money, you're actually dating someone who's a zero. And pretty soon they'll get smart and let go of the zero and make room for the hero. There's a lot of men who have no business dating because they can't afford a wife. I mean, it's a lot of just plain old common sense is what it is.
Sure it is.
You know what?
There's nothing less common, though, Rita. Wouldn't you agree with this? There's nothing less common in this world than common sense.
Well, I think it's because there's people who really don't have the truth, and the truth will set them free.
Good for you.
You know, but as far as the United States is concerned, I think that as far as what we're at, I really think we're just really rotten on the vine. I think there may be 10 people in the whole United States that keeps us from going up in smoke like Sodom and Gomorrah. And I think that we're reaping what we're sowing, that the wages of sin is death. You got all this promiscuity going around. So what's happening?
We've got to sort of wrap this up. I just wish you'd allow yourself to express yourself more and not be so sort of withheld within yourself, Rita.
Oh, no, I'm not withheld.
I say that because those are your opinions and you're entitled to them, and we welcome you to this program, and we'd like to hear from you again, Rita. Whereabouts in Texas are you calling from?
The center of corruption, Austin, Texas. I don't live there.
Okay.
I moved out of there because it was getting a little bit too filthy.
Well, we got a break here. We've got to go. Thank you for calling, Rita. Talk to me, 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. And we have another caller on the line here. We are talking with Davey in Texas. Davey, you're on the air with us. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was wondering, where did you grow up in this country?
Why do you ask, Davey?
Well, I was kind of wanting to hear you tell a funny story about where you grew up.
Well, I have a lot of funny stories about where I grew up.
Well,
but I'm not going to share them with you on the air this morning.
Oh,
what
darn.
Else is on your mind? Why did you call?
Well, I just thought, you know, it might be a way to break the ice, so to speak, because apparently a lot of listeners out there are not familiar with you. I thought I might call up and ask you if you were John's brother.
Well, you said you'd be here yesterday, and here you come today, Pilgrim.
There
you want to be dead. You want to be careful, or you'll be dead right where you sit.
Yeah, you feel lucky, punk. Anyway.
What can I do for you, Davey?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I grew up there in Memphis back when they shot Martin Luther King in 68, and I saw all that garbage piled up on the side of the street, and I heard all them white people all upset about that crazy N-word guy, you know? And then I saw the troops in the streets. And, you know, for a little boy, that was kind of some real history in the progress right there. But I often wondered, you know, I heard that lady before talk about that word society. Do you think that the so-called founding fathers, when they set up this country, do you think they used that word society much?
That's a good question. I have not pondered that question, Davey. Perhaps you can enlighten me.
Well, you know, I'm just always kind of more interested in hearing what the deep thinkers are thinking about rather than the superficial analysis people, you know. And invariably, when you get around to the small groups after the crowd's gone and you can start talking about what the facts actually are, then that's where the real discussions, you know, take place as far as what really needs to be done to solve the problems out there. But, you know, I just can't see the people here in America going through more meaningless rituals time and time again to get the same no beneficial result. And eventually they got to start questioning, you know, the lies they've been taught for the last 40 years or so on what we euphemistically call television in this country. Anyway, I just thought, you know, if you had a chance to laugh a little bit on Monday morning and get the ball rolling, you know, towards reasonable discussion instead of regurgitating the lies we've been taught. You know, that planet X, isn't that next to planet Y and Z?
Must be.
You know?
I mean, I don't have a clue, Davey. I don't have a clue.
Well, there's
about planet X, Y, Z, or A, B, C?
Yeah, there's a scientist named James McCaney. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I have not.
Oh, my. Well, he's out there. Occasionally he comes on different radio shows to talk about that planet Nibiru, planet X. It's an interesting phenomenon. There's a lot out there. Beyond that Van Allen belt, it's really interesting. You know, have you ever heard of Dr. Carl Baugh down at Glenrose?
Yes, I have, and he's a terrific scientist.
Absolutely.
He's out of your home state of Texas down there somewhere, isn't he?
Yes, sir, down there at Glenrose on the Paluxy River.
Yeah.
Have you never been there?
Well, I'll tell you, he has some fantastic teaching material resources out there. And Dr. Carl Baugh, you betcha.
You know, he has a
hammer. I'm an admirer of his from way back.
You know, he has a hammer made before the flood.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that one?
No, I have not.
Oh, wow, that's pretty exciting.
That's an interesting subject, and we've got other callers waiting on the line here, Davey.
Appreciate
your call.
Let me hop off and let you get to them, because you could have an exciting week this week.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. And we want to count you among our steady listeners, Davey.
Thank you.
You betcha.
Have a good day.
Okay, and now we're going to switch from Davey in Texas to Malcolm in Illinois. Welcome to the program, Malcolm. Good morning to you. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm not quite sure that guy Davey, the comments he was making about Memphis with Martin Luther King down, he said something about white people making something about the N-word. I'm not really sure what he was driving at. But I wanted to make a comment on the election, but then you had another call of the lady. She was making so many good points about the welfare. And me as an Afro-American man, I personally know what the welfare system has done to our, you know, to black people, especially women. Well, women of all colors, matter of fact. Part of the reason for them making poor choices with their mates is because it's a welfare system that pretty much promotes or gives them the illusion that they can afford to make such a decision. As a disciplined man myself who takes responsibility, I find it a hard time trying to get in a committed relationship with a woman who's being taken care of by the welfare because she doesn't think that she needs that part of me in her life because the government is paying half of her bills. So she
An awfully good point.
Exactly. Well, I know because they didn't say it out their mouth. And she can afford to take care of a man who's undisciplined. And this is the reason for the breakdown of a family. You have someone who's undisciplined that has a bad character that's influencing these kids in the life. And, you know, that's a big reason for the breakdown of the family. And, again, it's not just the African-American community. It's also affecting the white community, the Mexican community, anyone who gets trapped into this welfare system is there to break down the family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, and so
you could not be more correct, Malcolm.
Exactly. Yeah.
In my opinion.
Right. Exactly. And you know, like I said, I'm personally struggling with that, trying to trying to get a lady to understand a committed relationship. You know, it's difficult, I tell you. But I wanted to make a comment on the election. I mean, on the primaries I saw Saturday. Then this was about 6:15 Chicago time. I saw on MSNBC News, South Carolina, I saw McCain at first place with 21%, Ron Paul was in second place at 18%, while Huckabee was at 16%. And the reporter named Chris Matthews said, "I'm not reporting this, okay?" And I was so happy to see Ron Paul was in second in South Carolina, close to McCain, and then
Malcolm, excuse me for interrupting your train of thought there, but are you sure that you heard Matthews say that on the air?
Yeah. I wish I was recording it, man. That's why I called RBN right away so I can just get it recorded or talk to someone to let them know what I just saw and heard. Then I called Ron Paul's campaign to let them know. As a matter of fact, I think the person that I talked to in Ron Paul campaign is he must be some kind of agent or something because he talked like he didn't care. I mean, really, when I told him that Ron Paul was at second place with 18%, and then in 5 minutes he dropped to by fourth or fifth with 4%, he said, "Oh, no big deal. They always do that. That's no big deal."
Now, what are your thoughts, Malcolm, as to that phenomena? What are your thoughts? Are you perhaps intimidating or indicating that there's some chicanery going on?
Oh,
or something?
Sure, it has to be. I'm looking at the TV, and I see Ron Paul in second place with 18% behind McCain. Huckabee was in third place with 16%. And Chris Matthews said, "I'm not reporting this." And then 5 minutes later, they show it again, and Ron Paul is in with like 4%. I think he left in fifth place, I think it was, above Hunter. And yes, yeah, chicanery, there's no doubt about it. He was in second place, very close to McCain, and suddenly they dropped. I tried to call Alex Jones' show, couldn't get on the air there, and that's why I'm calling. I'm calling out being to let people know what I saw.
Well, you know what? You know what, Malcolm? I'd like to welcome you to this program, and we solicit your input. We solicit your thoughts and your ideas, your opinions. To which every one of your opinions you're entitled to, as all our listeners are, where we respect your opinion. You will never be intimidated on this program. So I'd like to hear from you as often as you've got something that you'd like to contribute or share with our listeners.
Well, thank you. I mean, unless they put a misreprint man on TV at that moment, I wrote it down. I wish I had recorded. But unless it was a misreprint on the part of the NBC News, I mean, I saw what I saw, Ron Paul had second place. So that's what I saw.
May I ask you, Malcolm, do you have a preference in this upcoming election?
Well, it was Ron Paul. I mean, I think
I just wanted to ascertain that. Make sure that I had read you properly on that.
Oh yeah.
As a Ron Paul supporter, I don't think that's an isolated example, is it, of some possible chicanery going on out there?
Well, that's the way it looks. I mean, unless NBC News put up the wrong numbers, and Chris Matthews made that comment that I'm not going to report this. I mean, I don't know if that's something that's got to be explained. But in any case, in 5 minutes after that, the Ron Paul number dropped.
Well, Malcolm, we've got other callers waiting here. I just appreciate your input so very much here this morning on our program and invite you personally to stay tuned and join us every weekday, Monday through Friday at this time for our program.
Okay. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Okay, thank you, Malcolm. And now we have Jeff in Indiana with us. And thank you so much for joining us this morning, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Oh, sir, I'm sitting here listening to a few of your callers, and I had just had a few observations and hoping you might suffer me for a little while.
Sure can.
Sure, sir, concerning
that's what Jeff, that's what this program is all about. I don't suffer you. I enjoy listening to your opinions. Go ahead.
Super. Super. A few observations. I hear so many callers call in on the RBN network, which I listen to religiously anytime I get a free moment. And it
appreciate you. Appreciate you, Jeff.
Just so happens about 10 degrees here, and it's a little bit too cold to dig today, so I think I might just listen to you. You know, I hear so many people calling about the presidential issue and this, that, and the other. And they all, most of your callers profess to be Christian-type people. And I think it's interesting to note that, you know, back in the Old Testament, people cried out for a king. They kept wanting a king, and the Lord said, hey, folks, you don't need a king. I'll be your king. Mm-hmm. You don't need one. If I give you one...
King of kings and Lord of lords.
Right, and every time we've gotten a king, the first one, I believe, was Saul, was it not? And it, mm-hmm. and it's been all downhill from there. So we did not need a king. And today it appears to me as though our president is what you might call a king. He writes presidential executive orders. I don't know how that can be construed to be anything but a king. So, and then as far as
the Constitution, you brought up, excuse me, Jeff, just for a moment here. I don't want to interrupt your train of thought here, but in my opinion, and it's my opinion only, and I think it's shared with a lot of folks out there, are these presidential executive orders have got to be, on the surface of them, they have got to be unconstitutional. I don't think our founders ever intended to give the chief executive that sort of authority. Go ahead.
Oh, I would not argue that with you for one moment. It just mm-hmm. so happens that I think that probably the flood in the Bible might have been symbolic of the admiralty or the seas coming up onto the land, which we find in many, many, many court decisions, Erie Raywald versus Tompkins and the like. But admiralty has engulfed our land. It's on every flag and every courtroom in the land. And that very admiralty was the cause of which I don't think maybe the people see. And here's what I can see. I think that probably registration conveys title. All I know is that when you register your car with the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, the state will be quick to tell you that they can pull that car over for any reason that they want to because you're driving their car.
Okay, Jeff, what do you think of gun registration?
Well, I think that any time you register something, I think it must convey title. When you're home, when you sign up for taxation at the county recorder's office and you register your home for taxation, they'll come take you out of your home anytime they want to because I believe you conveyed title in that registration. And, sir, if that's the case, then only people that can vote are registered voters. And if the registration conveys
title... Boy, that's going to cost the Democrats a ton of votes. Could cost them the next election if they follow your attitude and your philosophy there, Jeff. Incidentally. You're right on.
Well, sir, I fear that we have sold our birthright is where I'm coming from. And if this registration conveys title and we went down and registered, then we gave our vote to the government and under the rules of admiralty and commerce, if you'll listen to Sam Kennedy's program on your network, he would probably tell you that they are doing nothing wrong because you gave them their vote, not knowing that you gave it away. They can do anything they want to with it.
Mm-hmm.
So they can truly sit and say that they're doing nothing wrong, and they can make those voter turnouts to be whatever they want to on their little diabold machines.
Well, you know, the Democrats are chomping at the bit to make voting as simple a procedure as possible. And they claim it's because everybody should have their, quote, right to vote, unquote. But really what they're saying is they want they want the illegal alien vote for Mexico. That puts a lot of them in office. They don't care about the integrity of our elections. They care about how they can maximize the impact of the Democrat vote. Go ahead.
Sure, and not only that, when those Mexicans get their green card is money, and now they can monetize that birth certificate, and it's just more money in the coffers for them so that they can steal more money.
Jeff, does it give you a warm, cuddly, fuzzy feeling that do you have children or grandchildren?
Absolutely.
Oops.
Sir.
Can you hang on for just a second, Jeff? I'll hold you over till the next call us here. 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a minute.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. Our time is rapidly running out. Jeff in Indiana, are you still with us? No, I guess
quick.
Jeff. Go ahead. Jeff, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Oh, is this Jeff in Indiana?
It most certainly is, yes, sir.
Well, you hung in there, Jeff, and your patience is about to be rewarded. I was just going to make a comment to you, you know, when it comes to registration and all that sort of nonsense. some registration is significant, but I think they've overdone it, the bureaucracy. But having said that, does it give you sort of a warm, cuddly feeling that your children and your grandchildren's future could very well be determined in this once great constitutional republic by the voters, by the vote of the illegal aliens?
I don't think it's going to happen.
I hope you're right.
I think multi-contextually speaking, on the big picture.
Ooh, boy, what way of speaking? Multi-what?
Multi-contextual thinking. There's a very interesting
website. I'll have to look that word up. That's a big word for a fellow from Minnesota. Go ahead.
Well, okay, sir. Let me point out this to you. And there were giants in the earth in those days. Mm-hmm. And after that, as the sons of God began to mix with the daughters of men. I've often wondered who those giants were, men of old, men of renown. I wonder
Demons?
I wonder if those are not symbolic of the same giants that are present on the earth today, the international bankers that are running this thing, and it's all a Wizard of Oz show until the people wake up and realize we're the creditors, not the debtors. We're the creditors. They put the fiat money system on us. We're the creditor, not the debtor. They've got
Let me just ask you this. You sound like you're very interested in this, and Jeff, and I wanted to ask you for your opinion. You've heard about this new Bush plan that's going to try to stimulate this economy of ours to the tune of $145 billion. Where's that money coming? Where's that money coming from?
Probably same place that the interest comes from.
It's coming right off the printing presses of the Federal Reserve. And that's bound to have a tremendous inflationary impact on our economy, maybe 6 months, a year. I don't know how long it takes for inflation to kick in after they print up all this fiat currency. But you know that no nation in history that's ever gone off the gold standard, Jeff, has ever failed to print themselves out of business. And I fear for this once great nation of ours. Go ahead.
It's interesting, though, when you look at the big picture. I was talking about the giants.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting. Who's playing in the Super Bowl this year? Are you aware of that?
Say again. I'm sorry.
Who's playing?
I was doing something else.
Who's playing in the Super Bowl this year? It's the Patriots and the Giants.
Oh, yeah. I didn't quite understand your question. I'm sorry.
Sure. It's a sign.
The Patriots and the Giants. That's it, yeah.
Yes. So we're back to where we were. It's the people against the Giants. It's a sign from the cosmos.
Well, I think that's sort of a stretch, Jeff, but that's just my personal opinion. Go ahead.
Yes. I'll tell you another stretch.
That's it for today. I want to thank all of our callers for participating in our program. I'm Don Wayne, beginning our second week here on RBN. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day. And as they used to say in radio, stay tuned. Same time, same station tomorrow. See you then.
Since 1988,